Opioid overdose deaths may actually be suicides in a sizable number of cases, a recent study projects. Eric Strain, a drug addiction expert at Johns Hopkins, says a look at changing social factors for at-risk groups is revealing.
What's really striking is that in other developed countries, if you look over the last 10 years, mortality rates have been going down. But in the U.S., especially for white men, mortality rates have plateaued or even gone up slightly. Why is this demographic group more vulnerable to using opioids and to dying from opioids? These are the populations that we've seen decreases in employment, less social capital, less community engagement over time.
CDC data showed that the U.S. suicide rate is twice that of the U.K., and that the slight decrease in the number of fatal overdoses, which stood at more than 67,000 in 2018, may not continue. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.